My guest at this time, he's the Pied Piper of positivity, Coach Derek Elvin from Humboldt Football, joins me here. And Coach, you know, had a smile on your face today, and I tell you, you got to be the Pied Piper of positivity because you dropped a heartbreaker to end the season last night, 42-35, but came in with that positive attitude this morning like you always have.
Well, that's because I get to come talk to you, Rob.
Well, hey, I like that, you know, because I don't know why people are that positive. And look, you may be in the minority of that. A lot of people think, oh, man, Rob's calling, man. Ah. Last night, 42-35, Spencer, you guys make this feverish comeback in the ball game. Absolute four-quarter battle last night. Dogfight, talk to me about it.
Well, you know, our kids played hard from the start. We knew we were going to have to battle with Spencer. They were on a triple option, tough deep offense to defend. And so going into the game, we knew it was going to be hard. They marched down, scored on the first drive, and we responded really, really well. Our kids came out on offense, put together a great drive of their own, scored on a Matson QB sneak from the two.
Mad dog touchdown.
Dog, right? And it was just kind of back and forth for a little bit there. I think we went into halftime, something like 13-12 or something like that, and came out, put together another real good drive just to start the half. And, you know, got down again, or got down 35-19 at one point. Our kids went on a 90-plus yard drive to score. Got the two-point conversion that we needed, recovered the onside kick that we needed, scored again, another two-point conversion to go ahead. So with about 3 minutes left on the clock, we were ahead by one. And it's one of those things, you know, the smoke and mirrors of the triple option hurt us at the end.
Right.
They were able to march down and score, gave us about a minute left, and, you know, we're kind of in desperation mode at that point. And threw an interception, and the game was over. Hats off to Spencer, man. They played their tails off.
Feel like if you have more time, you're able to put something together offensively, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, if we had 2 minutes on the clock, say, we don't have to go to deep throws right away, I feel like we could have had, you know, maybe a chance to put one more drive together, and, you know, our offense could have pulled some magic out of their hat one more time and finished with a drive to win, but. You know, that's football, man. That's the way it goes sometimes. And you know, again, I'm so proud. And I told you before, just so proud of our senior leadership last night. Because I don't think that, you know, when you're down 34-19, it's tough to battle. And I felt like all 11 of our seniors just were there on the sidelines, were there in the game. They were just completely engaged. And they were helping their younger, you know, the underclassmen up and making sure that they knew how important that moment was. And you know, you have guys like Sam Fisher who in the huddle at the end of the games, just kind of that emotional leader and trying to get those kids up on that last drive. And so just proud of those kids and the way they played their last game. Proud of those 11.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to be extremely proud of that senior group. And I feel like, you know, you have to be proud of every guy top to bottom on your roster. I mean, not only what you did last night, but what you did this season, man, it's special. It hasn't been done in quite a while over in Humboldt.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's what we talked about after the game, after, you know, you put the jerseys in a pile and you put your pads away. We brought the team in and just talked about how they need to understand that no matter what their role was this year, it was important. And not to take moments for granted, because it's the moments that will be special that you'll remember. And it's definitely, football is one of those little things. You know, it's the little things that you remember. It's not the wins or the losses. It's the little things. And it's those little things that I think a lot of these guys are going to take away, whether they're an underclassman taking that into the offseason here. That'll start in a couple weeks where they start lifting again.
Start on Monday.
Monday. Okay. I tell you, man, I had multiple kids ask, Coach, weight room open on Monday? And I said, no, you're taking a break. I'm going to make you take a break.
recharge.
Recharge. And I told them, go home, hang out with your family, you know, be a kid for a while.
Yeah.
It's okay to be a kid. And so hopefully they do that, but I'll probably see 47 cars parked at the rec across the street on Monday afternoon with kids who are wanting to go do something. That's what's special about Humboldt, too, is so many of these kids, they're active. They want to do things all the time. And, you know, I appreciate that about them, and I appreciate that about the families allowing their kids to do that. you know, that's what makes what we do so special, I think, is we get to be around great kids that want to work hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys have started to put the culture, the winning culture together, I think. Your message is one that I think people can buy. And I think your kids, you know, that you have this year, I think they bought fully into what you're selling.
I absolutely agree. And it just all stopped. It's all from the top down, and our coaches believe in what we do, and they work their tails off, and our kids see that, and then they believe in what we do, and they want to work hard, and then our younger kids see that, you know, and then we have a successful JV season, and we have a successful freshman season. The freshmen, I think they went 6-1 this year, and that was coming off a year where they were below 500 2 years in a row at the middle school level. They beat some teams that had kind of kicked them to the curb a little bit the last 2 years, and so the future's definitely bright in Humboldt. It stinks that last night went down the way it did, though. You know,
I mean, truth, man. I mean, we talk about the finality of the playoffs, and that's the reality of it. And when you're in a game like you guys were, you know, if you go out there and you get beat 3, 4, 5 touchdowns in a second half, you've had a little time to process that finality that's it. That's over with. But when you get beat like you guys did, where you come back, feverishly come back, get the lead, they score, you've got the ball, you know, really you've got a chance all the way to the end of the game. That's a hard thing to process emotionally because you're not thinking about the finality of it until that final horn goes off.
You know, and I look back to when I was a player, and it's a long time ago to think back. But, you know, I remember having a coach in college, and we were down to the number one team in the nation in Sioux Falls, who in the NAI had a dominant program for a long time. They're now a Division II school. And we're down like 3 scores. And I remember the head coach, Steve Ryan, over there at Morningside telling us, as a team, this is what's going to happen. You know, we're going to score a touchdown, and then we're going to get the onside kick, and then we're going to score another touchdown, and then the defense is going to get a tremendous stop. You know, he just went through everything that we're going to do. And I remember looking at him and looking at my teammates and believing that that was what was going to happen. And it didn't happen.
That same thing.
It didn't happen, but that's what I see in our kids so much is they believed in each other this year. They believed in their coaches this year. They were thankful they had the opportunity to play football. They wanted to do it for the guys next to them. And, you know, we talked about the finality of football, and you said that, you know, we have 11 guys that put their pads away for the last time last night. You know, and high school football is special. You know, it's not like anything else. You can play almost every other sport. You can continue to play that even if you're not in college. But when you're done with football, you're done. And to have – you know, 75 kids who that's all they did for the last 9 weeks, you know, or 10 weeks. All they did was football, 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 football. And then 11 of those guys, all of a sudden it just stopped.
It's done.
It's done. You know, pads are put away and they'll never play football again. You know, and a couple of those guys want to go on and play college, but it's done for the majority of those seniors. And that's tough. And I don't think unless you've played high school football, you don't understand what that's like. And so seeing the emotion that those guys went through last night, you knew how much this game meant to them. You know, knew how much playing with their friends meant to them. And I'm so proud of them for playing, you know, they're not going to have any regrets about their last game.
That's
I
true.
Guarantee that.
That's true. I'm sure they would want it to have went the other way, you know, get that last stop, whatever, make that last play offensively, whatever you could do. But as far as effort-wise and leaving it out there, I think you're satisfied with that. And if you can beat that at the end of the day, Coach, you know, I think you're okay. You know what I mean? All of us kind of strive to be that at the end of the day, whether it be football, whether it be life, to say, I put everything I had into it. I left no stone unturned. And I think that's what your guys
I think that every single person from Spencer, from Humboldt, that was listening, watching, or at the game last night, they knew that the Humboldt Wildcats came to play. And that they left everything out there. You know, you could see that on the way we played. And that is something that every coach desires and wants and can be very, very proud of.
Well, you certainly can be proud of those guys. I see you checking your watch. You must have somewhere you
got
to be.
No. I got a text message. One of our kids got a concussion last night.
Oh,
it was
wow.
just a response about him. So he's good to go. He's got a mild one, so it's nothing.
Well,
so I was just checking that.
Oh, okay. You kept looking at the watch there, and I'm an old school guy. I don't have one of those fancy watches with the text messages on it. I just have the one that tells me the time. So there you go. But we wish him the best as well on that. And certainly, you know, it's been absolutely a pleasure to have you throughout the year and to kind of work together as much as we have. You know, we've talked a lot in the last, you know, several weeks, and it's been great to see what's going on over there at Humboldt.
Yep.
It's exciting. You can see the culture change that is going on with you and your program there. And when I met you last year, I thought, you know, I said then, Derek Elman's going to get it done in Humboldt. I didn't know it was going to be this year. I didn't know it was going to be yet, but I felt like you were going to get it done over there just because sometimes I think when you've been around this as long as you have, as long as I have, you just get that feeling about somebody that they're in the right place at the right time,
yeah,
and they're the right guy. And I got that feeling last year, and lo and behold, here we go this year with the turnaround season.
I love where I'm at. I love what I do. I get to work with great people every day. And speaking of that, I just want to give a shout-out to those guys that I work with every day. without those assistant coaches, you know, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you about all the good things I get to do with the kids every day, you know. And so I want to make sure they're recognized for all their hard work, and Corey Matson and Derek Clark and Greg Wickett and Tyler Nielsen and Jake Short and Cole Goodnow. They're great guys, and every single day they're there with me, and they're battling with those kids and making sure they're a better version of themselves, you know.
They got to have that. That's
Spencer Ross, too. I forgot him. Sorry.
Well, there you go. We want to get everybody in there.
And then with that, I got to make sure to thank my family, my wife, Amy, and my son, Noah, and my daughter, Peyton, because they allow me to get to do this every day too, and so I appreciate the sacrifices they make and everything that they do to make sure these boys are coached up and happy.
And you know, coach's wife is a special breed of person, there's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I've been around it long enough to know that if it's not, you know, that right way, it's you're going to end up in a divorce if you don't have that right kind of chemistry there. And because that's how demanding the profession is.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we definitely can understand that. But, Coach, again, you know, thanks for making the trip out here as much as you do. Thanks for, you know, being as accommodating as you've been throughout the year. It's been a great roller coaster ride here to kind of cover from a you know, an outside looking in perspective.
Well, I just appreciate what you do just in helping show the great things our kids do. So, I mean, Fort Dodge does a great job, whether it's you or the messenger. Everybody does a great job of supporting all the local, the area kids, the area sports. And I think that's really, really important to see a paper the size of Fort Dodge Messenger and a radio station here in Fort Dodge that puts an emphasis on local sports, true local sports. So thank you for all that you guys all do.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Coach Derek Elman has been my guest here. Coach, any last words? Because this is going to probably be it. Anything else?
I did not want to wake up and not coach. I think the hardest thing is when you have a special team, and it doesn't happen every year, but this was one of those years where it was a special team, and when I woke up this morning, I was sad.
You know, I mean,
just because I knew I wasn't going to have to worry about uploading film for them and meeting on Sunday.
We're going to see them on Monday in practice.
We're going to see them on Monday, So.
Yeah, I mean, that's the gravity of it, and certainly I can understand how you feel. That's Coach Derek Elman. Coach, have a great rest of the day. Thank you again.